for now are we the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for that son. Thank you for the child that was given. Lord, thank you again for this precious plan, all placed in that life of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you so freely gave us all things in giving us Jesus Christ. And Lord, thank you again for the great grace that we're here today to magnify and honor and give thanks to your Son, because you said it's all in him. Whatsoever you say or do, all in the name of my Son, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you put it all in the wonderful Lamb of God. Thank you for that freely shed blood for us. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing power that you've given us in the life of your Son that lives in us. Now, Lord, today may we go on, Lord, and remember why we're here. We're here to worship you. We're here to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss you. That's worship. Let us set aside all the indifferences and all the different thoughts that distract us and tend upon the things of Christ without distraction this morning. Lord, may the beauty of your Son, the Lamb, the wonderful I Am, only be magnified and only be seen. Thank you, and we rejoice. Oh, we give rejoicing and thanks to you, to the praise and the glory of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks be to God. Let's open our Bibles today to Isaiah. And we're in that precious ninth chapter. And we'll just reside in a little few words here in the sixth verse. But what a verse it is. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We got it all. You'll notice there's five, and praise God, it's all his grace. And today, we're going to rejoice in one specific here, and that is in our Prince. Praise God. Yes, your Prince of Peace. And I thank God that we live in a time, the Word of God says to us, if you read and receive, especially as it says it so clearly in Hebrews chapter 11, we live in the age and the day of a better thing to us. We have exceeding great and precious promises. I thank the Lord that in that, it's just like Elisha, as when Elijah was being taken up into heaven. He was asked, "What would you want?" He said, "I want a double portion. I want twice what he got." Now, people would be offended by that, wouldn't they? Well, who are you to ask like that? Because God put it in my heart. I want that double portion. Well, let me tell you something, precious hearts. We live in the time of nothing but a double portion. We live in the time of the much, the more. We live in the time that Jesus Christ, out of this age, will take for him a wife. Praise be to God. And as is in everything, praise God today. There's a double portion by the power of the Holy Ghost today, if you'll want it. Hallelujah. And in this precious announcement of the Prince of Peace, there is such a vivid twofold meaning in the name Prince. Yes, a double portion once again. Now, first off, this precious word, name Prince, means a captain, a commander. And yes, Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. And praise God, we are soldiers. And I pray the Lord We are good soldiers that endure hardness. And we do receive, praise the Lord, the command of our captain. And I was thinking of this, and praise God, that imagery, but even beyond that, there is a yearning for it. We know that we are now the sons of God. We are chosen, and He's called us to battle. Hallelujah. And there is a willingness, there is a joy, there is a thankfulness, there is an honor to Him that we love the command by the grace of God of our captain. And I was thinking again that good soldiers love to be called to battle by their captain. As I was mentioning about our sweet little brother here in the Lord that has received the encouragement in his heart to join the army, it took me back to thinking of how those many of those young men and even young women back then in World War II, you couldn't keep them out of the services. They wouldn't even be of age. They would be 16, 17. I had a dad that lied about his age so he could be in World War II and go off to fight for his country. And what an honor and a privilege it was to fight that good fight. But oh my, may we remember that we have been called to the fight of the ages. Oh, hallelujah. To fight the good fight of faith. Oh, yes. And what is this good fight of faith, brothers and sisters? It truly is the fight of faith to receive more grace. Lord, to believe your grace in its fullness. To believe in this great grace of God that is so freely given to me. Now we're talking about specifically the faith to receive the knowledge of His grace. The power of that grace. The power of His free, unconditional love and mercy and favor always to the sons of God. And all because Christ liveth in me. I've mentioned it before. The Lord has naturally given me two sons. And they're favored by their dad because they're my sons. They're of me. But praise be to God today, children of the King. We are of God. We are born of Him. We, praise the Lord, have been given such great grace, such great mercy, such undeserved and unconditional love in the power of the love of God to us. We are now the sons of God. Now, brothers and sisters, that is your peace. That is your rest. It's just who we are in Christ. That it's our peace always. It's our peace in all things. It's our peace forever. See, the Word of God tells us it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by my self-efforts. It's not by my working it up. It's by the grace of God. He tells us that we are His workmanship. We are that precious lump of clay on the potter's wheel. How wonderful. That is a peace that passes all understanding. That is a peace and a rest that if you'll apprehend that, it will give you a calm in your life. It will give you a sustaining joy in your life to know how much you are cared for, to know how much you are favored, to know how much you have been given, to know how much God is for you. Yes, He desires, praise the Lord, you. He's after you. He pursues you. As David said, oh, I pant after Him. It's because David finally realized, my Lord pants after me. You love Him because He first loved you. To see that great love, to see that great favor, to apprehend, praise the Lord, all of this unconditional mercy, all of this unconditional love, that is my peace. And know it, brothers and sisters, The Word of God makes it very clear. There will never be peace in your life without grace. There will never be. Even the children of God. See, every child of God is born of grace. Did you know that? Had to be grace. Every saint is a grace saint. Because it was grace that saved you. Now you may make the grace of God void to your life or vain to your life, empty in a sense. Once you become born of God, you may turn back to thinking that somehow you've got to work for it or you've got to keep it. But I'm going to ask you, if you work for it or keep it or earn it, what does that have to do with grace? Nothing. Grace is undeserved. Just listen to what the word grace means. Why does he want you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He didn't say grow in works or self-effort or self-righteousness. He said, matter of fact, to flee from that wickedness, that those are filthy rags. He says to grow in grace. Oh, my goodness. See, that's why people, when they turn from the Word of God, and I'm talking about God's precious people, and they pursue their own minds, their own thoughts, ones that come in there and distort and deceive the Word of God to try to imprison men, to control them. And I will say it very bluntly, many, many a minister that are children of God try to control people with guilt and laying things on them. Let me tell you something, whom he has made free is free indeed. You are free, hallelujah. And that's the beauty of our worship. We worship him because of that freedom of grace. Because of that undeserved love and that undeserved mercy. We praise him. We groan in that. Again, that just, you can't explain it. You just got to go out and bite and feast upon that wonderful fruit of the mercy and love of God. But it's true, see, the only way peace, and you want peace to grow in your life because you have it. It's not something that's out yonder. It's in the life of Christ that lives in you. It's there. You just have to be confident in that life, but the only way that that peace will grow, and I'm talking about the peace that will grow over everything in your life, anything you face, anything you faced in your past. I talk to so many people that still don't have peace about their past. You need to understand, nothing got by God. Nothing. He gave you verses to assure you. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That I will perfect that which concern you. That these are the before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. Oh yes, everything that you've went through and time again. Yes, I'll remind you. I need to be reminded again and again and again. All of these things that I went through in my life, all the downsettings and all the uprisings and all, it brought me into the house of God today. If it would have been any different, I wouldn't have been here. If I would have just smoked that test or yielded to that or not got arrested for this or blah, blah, that, you probably wouldn't be here. You might begin to think a little too highly of yourself than you ought. Just like the Apostle Paul said, I was praying the Lord remove these thorns from my life. Deep-seated things, personality traits, characteristics, whatever it would be. God, get rid of them. And finally, the Lord came to him and said, oh, Paul, if I remove those from you, honey, you would be magnified and not me. And he said, oh, I see it, I see it, I see it. Oh, I glory in my infirmities. I glory in my infirmities because when I am weak, then he is strong. The very power of Christ, it rests upon my life. Oh, the Word of God is wonderful. Now, brothers and sisters, without again embracing all grace in all ways, peace will never grow in our lives. Because the Word of God says, I have given you all grace always. Always. You always are having grace. And the reason you need that all grace is so that you would have all sufficiency in all things to superabound to every good work. Isn't that awesome? See, it's a freely given thing for you to superabound to everything Christ puts in front of you. It's not your effort. It's not your goodness. It's again in this thankful heart, this heart that's broken before him that says, Lord, I just need more of your love and mercy and grace. And then we're going to just go and I'm going to mount up with these wings of eagle and I'm just going to go soaring right over this stuff. Even when I fail, even when I make a mistake, even when I was doing something I shouldn't have been, even as recently as last night, let's even say this morning. Can you imagine that? But by the grace of God, he still brought you into the Word. He brought you into your life. He's reminding you again of who you are in Christ, not that lie. You're brand new. Those old things, they're passed away, and all things have become new. You look around here today, you better see nothing but new, or you ain't looking in the eyes of Christ. I love looking at you because you're brand new. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got it all. Just wake up to it. See, brothers and sisters, we'll never live the fullness of peace. And I'm talking about the peace that passes all understanding. Without embracing all that grace. Throughout the Word of God, he reminds us that it's always grace first. Nothing begins without grace. Without grace, there's no peace. It does. Every salutation, he'll say grace and peace. See, you'll never have peace without grace. You'll never have truth without grace. That's why Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. You can't receive truth without grace. People can study the Bible, they can have classes, but you'll never receive truth without grace. And grace is only in one place, and that's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why no man comes to the Father but by him. There is but one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's it. It's a very wonderfully beautiful, free, undeserved, narrow way. My son. All I want you to come in here and to magnify throughout your life, I want you to magnify my son. I want you to give him all the glory and the honor and praise. And when you thank me, you thank my son. Hallelujah. Yes, that's it. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. See, even at Jesus' birth in John 1:13. Look, time and time again, he reminds us of this. We're not born of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but we're born of God. Of God. His great love in giving us all grace. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us everything. I have no more to give because this is everything. I'm giving you everything. And if we will apprehend so sweetly all that grace and truth, what peace that passes all understanding will flood our hearts and minds. And that's how fitting this first one is in the two meanings of the prince here, brothers and sisters. Because without embracing the commander prince, and I'm talking about the commander prince of all grace. See, this prince that commands, he commands you to grace. That's it. It's just grace. There's nothing else. It's just grace. But without embracing that first commander prince, the double portion of the prince will never be had. And that second meaning, and how wonderful this is. It means the noble one, the prince, the son of the Father. And as I was encouraged in this of the Holy Ghost, notice here, he's not called the King of Peace. Think of the things that he is called before we get to the Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, but now the Prince of Peace. Not the King of Peace, not the God of Peace. But so wonderfully, accurately and beautiful, the Prince of Peace. See, so intimately, brothers and sisters, a prince is one that has not yet taken a wife. A prince is one who will inherit the throne someday with a queen. Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to ask you, the prince of this splendor and glory, have you embraced this peace for your life? There's a double portion in this peace. I thank the Lord that this peace that we're talking about here, of the noble one, this prince, praise God, that has not taken yet a wife. This peace goes beyond the peace of happenings. This peace even goes beyond the peace of seated in the heavens in Christ. This is the peace, brothers and sisters, of divine purpose. Divine purpose. The purpose to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. See, not only is this prince a commander that commands me to fight, but this is the prince that whispers to me, my love, be still and patiently wait. And brothers and sisters, it's all through the knowledge of the truth of his grace. The knowledge of the truth of his grace. And what that is that he causes us to hear. And he causes us to want to hear more of the truth in love. And it matures us. And we begin to get enlightened eyes of understanding that, you know, not only am I favored, but his desire is toward me. It goes up a level and a level and a level that goes to heights that, again, are not seen by many. The heights of I am his and he is mine. The peace, brothers and sisters, that he's not just the Prince of Peace, but that he is my prince. He's mine. Now, the peace, praise God, that he will perform this good work in me. The peace, praise God, to be well-pleasing in all grace to him. And it's in that peace that we abide. And we wait, and we endure, and we occupy, and we tarry. But we don't just do those things. We do them in joy abounding. We do them with an abounding hope. We do them by the grace of God. There's a working in us that's an increasing fervency in our lives because of this growth of, again, thankfulness, this growth of praise, this growth of rejoicing that, Lord, I see it. I see you. I see your love for me. I see your desire for me. And that is the peace that goes beyond all understanding. Not just for an event, but the peace that takes me beyond my understanding. The peace that takes me beyond me trying to function and think even with my own mind about this. This mind of Christ that comes in and captivates me and gives me a rest and a peace and a joy and a thankfulness and a thanksgiving that increases in everything in my life, everything that we go through. Praise God that, Lord, I know that, hallelujah, the glory is working in that, and the glory is working in this, and the glory is working in that, and the glory is working in this. And it's from glory to glory into the image. Hallelujah, the stature, the measure, the fullness of Christ Jesus. Now, in that, praise God, there is an abounding and there is a thankfulness and a rejoicing moment by moment that I'm going to see him. And I've got an assurance that when I see him, I'm going to be like him. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, I was so sweetly encouraged as I walked into my office today. I've said it many times. I see him down on his knee with his hand to me. That proposal, that sweet proposal. And brothers, you know this, ones that are married or have recently gotten engaged. The beauty of being able to get down on your knee. Will you take me? Will you have me? Will you be my wife? This is our Jesus. This is the Prince. This is the Noble One. This is the peace, brothers and sisters, that will captivate your entire being. That He has come into you and He is extending this to you today. He wants this for all men. He does. He said, I would that all men be saved so that they can come into this knowledge, fullness, the intimacy of me, the truth, in my love for you. And He has extended this morning. And His hand is there. And He's asking you, truly, come out from among them. Come unto me. Come out from among you, yourself. I remember when He had to tell me that. It wasn't them anymore. It was coming out from me. Quit sitting here and just kind of all stiffened up. And yeah, I'm a child of the King, but I'm stiff. I'm rejoicing, but I just can't put my arms up. Oh. The beauty of the love of God. Oh, what He wants for you today. To take that from Him. As He said, rise up. Come away, my love, my fair one. It's time to go. See, we're not going to just go someday when we hear a trump. You'll never hear that trump unless you're hearing that voice today. The voice of that Prince. The voice of that peace. The voice that's going to take you right now, out of this world. You don't live here no more. You really don't. You live that you don't even know if you're here or over there anymore. You're just living the love of God. You're just moving through this life. Praise the Lord. That you're just thankful and rejoicing. Praise be to God. Yes, hallelujah. And someday, I believe it. I believe it. It's that praise and that worship. You know what? It'll just be gone. It'll be taken out of here. Because the Father's going to say, son, it's time to go get her. That rejoicing has come to the fullness of the glory. They have all come to that moment. And then they're gone away in Jesus. Praise God. Let's stand and worship Him before we leave today. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Every head is bowed. Oh, Jesus, we thank you by your Spirit just a little bit more today. Just a little bit more of the enlightenment of that understanding. Oh, thank you for that mercy and grace. Thank you that, Lord, you're quickening this anticipation to be with you. Thank you for this sweet and gentle time this morning. Thank you how you woo us. Lord, help us all to make the move today. That this wasn't just something that passed us by this morning. But Lord, that we did. We took note, as they said, our hearts burned within us. Oh, because we had been with Jesus. Lord, as you're saying once again, arise. It's time to come away. It's time to come away. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, praise be to God.